True Crime Anonymous may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hey everyone, welcome back to True Crime Anonymous. How are you guys? I missed you. Did you miss me? Because it's been a while. It's been a week. Today's Monday. What does Monday mean here? Mass Murder Monday. Hey, Mass Murder Monday. Can somebody make me an intro, like a theme song? Can somebody do it for me? So, I was going to bring you guys two episodes in one today, but I just recorded a whole episode and my microphone was on, but my computer recorded with my computer speakers and not my microphone. So it sounds like crap. So if I do end up releasing it and you listen to it and then you listen to this one, or vice versa, if you listen to this one first and then you listen to that one, just know that I know the sound quality sucks ass. It's because of that. My Yeti was asleep. He was just taking a nap. And my computer speakers, for some reason, decided to record me. I don't know why. Anyway, that is why the sound quality sucks on the other one. Now, today is Mass Murder Monday, so I have a case from Massachusetts, but it is also Veterans Day. So I wanted to find a veteran who, unfortunately, his life was taken from Massachusetts, to honor his name on this Veterans Day. Unfortunate circumstances, but I only thought it would be right to bring this case up. It was fairly recent. It was in 2019. And he served. He was an Army veteran. His name was, I might get this wrong because I don't know how to really pronounce it, but it sounds or looks like it would be Judy. It's J-E-U-D-Y. Last name Romero. And his nickname is Jay. So we're just going to call him Jay, because I don't really want to butcher his name and be disrespectful. So it did say that his nicknames were Jay and JR. So we're just going to call him Jay. Now, he was born in the Dominican Republic. And he was the happiest guy. He was very caring. He had a heart of gold. He had these big brown dark eyes, big smile, gorgeous, gorgeous smile. He served in Afghanistan. He loved baseball. He had lots of friends and lots of family. He loved his children. He loved his friends, loved his family, loved his girlfriend, loved to have a good time. He loved to dress nice and drink nice liquor. I mean, he had a good life. It really looked like he was genuinely happy. You know, like, he just looked like he had so many people who cared for him, and it looked like, you know, his family was strong. He had a few kids of his own, and then he had two children that he was caring for that were not his, but they were his girlfriends, but he treated them like his own. They were, you know, planning to be married, so they would be his stepchildren. So I believe he had, you know, this, the reports say a few different things, but from what I gather, he had three children that were his, two that were hers, so five children altogether. Now, he lived in Boston, well, Mattapan. So Boston is kind of like split up into these sections. So he lived in the Mattapan section of Boston. And, you know, it just, the police report is weird because it says that it's 9:45 in the morning. Police respond to 60 Goodell Road, which was his address. And they say it was like a house party. Now, this is Sunday at 9:45 in the morning. I don't know what you're doing at 10 a.m. on Sunday, but I'm not partying at 10 a.m. I'm wondering if this was like getting ready for like a block party or some sort of like birthday party, not a house party. I just don't see that. I just don't. I mean, what do you guys do on Sunday morning? Because I'm not partying, are you? Let me know. Do you guys party on Sunday? Sunday morning? Anyway. So, police are dispatched to 60 Goodell Road in Mattapan. And Jay Romero is on the ground. With an apparent gunshot wound and is pronounced dead on arrival. Please get there at about 9:54 a.m. Sunday morning. Witnesses say that his friend, John Patterson, 29, who lived was from Peabody, Massachusetts, is the one who shot Romero. They say that this is his friend. Apparently, there was some sort of argument, and someone had pulled out a knife. So the knife was wrestled away from him during an argument that included Jay. And then apparently, Mr. Patterson went outside, returned with a gun, yells, quote, "Let me show you who who I am, end quote, as he fired the gun. And then he gets the keys. These keys are Jay's keys. He gets Jay's car keys, takes Jay's car, leaves the scene. Now, the police find Mr. Patterson and pull him over. They're able to pull him over on Blue Hill Avenue. They get him to stop. But as officers approach the driver's side of the car with their guns drawn, he speeds off. So cops hop back in their car and go. Well, they find the car on Fuller Street. This is near Codman Square, not too far. And then they find Mr. Patterson on foot on Washington Street. And he surrenders and they take him into custody. And he's charged with, you know, he was held without bail and charged with murder. And it seems like that would be the end of the story. But it's not, because one of Jay's family members came out and said, Mr. Patterson and Jay came together. So he couldn't have stole his car when they came together. Well, I guess he could have, because he still stole it, but that was how he got there. They came to this party together, and he was not trying to shoot Jay, apparently. This is what I'm getting from the Jay's relative is saying this, that Patterson didn't mean to shoot Jay, but ended up shooting him anyway. And I mean, the police investigate this, but I mean, in the end, like, does it matter? Does it matter if the bullet was meant for him or not? I mean, there was a gun in the car. I mean, it was probably, it might have, I think it was Romero's, Jay Romero's gun, because he had a license to carry. But, so, I mean, to die by the bullet of your own gun is just something in itself. I think, you know, Jay had been hospitalized, I think it was like in 2016, for a few weeks, and he was like, it was for like appendicitis, I think, and he was like, Jay was like, this, I mean, I survived Afghanistan, and if I die from freaking appendicitis, that would be something. And this poor guy ends up dying by the bullet of his own gun, which is also something in itself. This kid did not deserve this. Patterson, he had a lengthy criminal record. I mean, he had an Essex County rape conviction, not just, he had a rape conviction. Also, in October of 2016, he was arrested after leading Saugus and Lind police on a wild car chase, crashed the car, ran, you know, on foot, leaped a whole bunch of fences, and then jumps in the Saugus River and is finally caught after that. I mean, this guy went to excessive... Well, I just lost my thought, my word. He went through a lot of trouble to get away. Because at the time, he had 3 warrants. So he's got prior rape conviction, you know. He has 3 warrants, goes on this crazy police chase. This kid, I mean, he probably shouldn't have been hanging out with this dude anyway, but I mean, Jay Romero was a nice guy and saw the good in everybody, and he must have saw something good in this guy, because if they came to this party together, I just don't understand, because it says Romero, Jay, and Mr. Patterson went to this party together. They had been arguing with people after drinking and things like that, but it's 9:45 in the morning, so this is what doesn't make sense to me. This is in the morning on Sunday. I mean, was this like after a long drawn out? I just don't know. I've never been to a party like that on a Sunday morning, so maybe that's my fault for not knowing, but it just doesn't seem right to me. That's right, I forgot. Jay Romero had a son with Mr. Patterson's sister, so they kind of referred to each other as brother-in-law. That's why, because they were a family. That's why. I totally forgot that. He had a baby with Mr. Patterson's sister. So they were brother-in-law, you know. Jay Romero held his family close. And that was family to him, biological or not. Now, it says that Jay's relative says that he didn't steal the car keys. Well, he didn't steal the keys necessarily, but he did steal the car, because Jay couldn't consent to give him the car because he was dying. So I don't know if Patterson just fled because he had the keys, or at that point didn't care if he was gonna get a stolen car charge at that point, which was probably the case. But she's claiming that they were there together, the bullet was not meant for him, he didn't steal the keys or the car. You know, they were there together. The arraignment was held at Dorchester Municipal Court. Assistant Suffolk County DA Jennifer Hickman I totally lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. So the arraignment was held there, and that, you know, the assistant Suffolk County DA was Jennifer Hickman. You know, she, you know, lays out the whole story. You know, officers spot Patterson in Romero's car on Blue Hill Ave, and the whole story I just told you. And he is held without bail and charged with murder. And, you know, I just feel so badly for this family. I mean, this kid has had quite the life. He was born in the Dominican Republic, come to America, you know, serves for our country, survives, comes home, readjusts to life, gets sick for a few weeks. That doesn't kill him. And then he dies by his own bullet. And the trigger was pulled by a family member. Which sucks even more. You know, it's just, it's a sad story. I mean, I know there's not much to this story, but I wanted to honor Jay Romero's name today. And, you know I have listeners in Boston, and maybe somebody in his family or friends or somebody, you know, who knows him is listening or will listen and will appreciate the fact that, you know, I took the time to do this story on him and bring attention to this. And hopefully I got the facts right. And if I didn't, email me, DM me, let me know, and I'll fix it. He was a good man. He served our country. He was taking care of children that weren't his, and taking care of his own children, and well. He was a good son, a good brother, a good boyfriend, and father, and son. I mean, he was just a good person. He didn't deserve to die. I mean, who does? Mr. Patterson is still in jail to this day. He is awaiting trial and sentencing. And I want to do a part two on this case because, I mean, I don't really have a huge outcome for you right now. Just that he is awaiting trial and sentencing. But just because it is Veterans Day and Mass Murder Monday, even though this didn't have too much backstory or story, I just thought it was a good one to do. Because he was a good person, a good guy, all around. Good family, good guy. Served our country. I've went over it all. It's an unfortunate event. It really is. I mean, this Patterson guy really just seemed like he was trouble, you know? Or doesn't make him a bad person, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he had a lengthy criminal record. He had a rape conviction. He, you know, went on this crazy police chase because he already had 3 warrants. You know, he shot Jay Romero. Who the bullet was actually meant for is the question that I want to know. Was it for Romero or was it for somebody else? Either way, why are you firing a gun at 9:45 in the morning? There's so many questions. So many questions. But a GoFundMe was set up for him. $1,400 was raised for his funeral. He had, you know, he was buried at Mount Hope Cemetery in Mattapan. You know, he had all the services with military honors and had his family and friends there. And they just celebrated his life. It was a very, very sad event, but they just wanted to celebrate his life and who he was. And, you know, he's got kids that can carry on his name and his, you know that their father was a good man. And I just wish more people would have donated to his GoFundMe. I mean, $1,400 is great. And thank you for the people who donated, but, you know, for all the family and friends he had, I just hope that they, if they couldn't donate money, that they helped in some other way, you know, as well. Because I know that I know that money's tight. Trust me, I know. My money, I don't even have money. Money, when I do have it, it doesn't last, and I get it. You know, so if you can't donate, then I just hope maybe they helped be supportive in some way for this family, for the mother of him and mother of the children, mothers, there was a few mothers of the children, and for the children and for the friends and family. And I'm going to do a part two and we're going to cover like the trial part, if there's going to be one, and the outcome of this, because I'm curious to find out what the actual events were, if we ever do find out. But thank you, Mr. Romero, for serving our country. Thank you to all the veterans who have served our country. Much appreciated. And even though Veterans Day is almost over, it doesn't have to be Veterans Day to thank a veteran. You know, that should be something that happens, not just on Veterans Day. So thank a veteran, shake their hand, look them in the face, and thank them every day. Thank them on a random day, not just today. But I know today's episode was short. But that's what I got for you right now. But I got some juicy stories coming up. Ooh, boy. That's going to be a good week for episodes. I'm super excited for the ones that are coming out this week. So stay tuned. Keep listening. Listen to these episodes over and over and over. Be supportive. Please, please, please become a monthly supporter. The link is in the description on Spotify, and I'll try to keep it in the description box somewhere in this episode. You can also, I think there's like a donation part on our Facebook page. Yeah. Happy Veterans Day and happy Mass Murder Monday. And stay tuned for the episodes coming this week. their good ones. Enjoy your Monday, Tuesday, and I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye.